From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Sarah Williams reporting. An airliner flying from Dubai has crashed while trying to land in the southern Russian city of Rostov-on-Don, killing all 62 people on board. Officials say the Boeing 737 aircraft was Fly Dubai flight FZ981. 55 passengers and 7 crew members were aboard the flight. Russia's investigative committee says its two theories are that human error or technical failure contributed to the crash. A Kremlin spokesman quotes Russian President Vladimir Putin as saying that providing assistance to relatives of the victims is a priority. Fly Dubai says the passengers included 33 women, 18 men, and 4 children. Belgian Prime Minister Charles Michel has called Friday's capture of the top suspect in the November 13th terror attacks on Paris as an important result in the battle for democracy. Michel, along with French President François Hollande, spoke to reporters in Brussels Friday after the arrest of Salah Abdeslam in the Molenbeek area of Brussels. Hollande was in Brussels for a meeting of European Union leaders. Authorities said Abdeslam had a leg injury and was hospitalized. He's expected to be extradited to France in the coming days. Belgian Immigration Minister Theo Franken confirmed the arrest in a tweet that said, "We got him." Footage aired on Belgian TV showed police dragging a man in while into a police car. A government spokesman said another man, identified as Munir Ahmed Alaj, with the alias Amin Shukri, was also injured during the shootout and hospitalized. This is VOA News. The European Union and Turkey have reached a deal to help turn the tide of illegal migrants heading to Europe. From Paris, Lisa Bryant reports.
On the table is a revised plan agreed to by European Union leaders that would see Ankara take back those without legal papers who reach Greece from Turkish shores. It also foresees a one-for-one swap of Syrian asylum seekers between Turkey and the EU. Turkey would get more EU financial aid for coping with the migrants, visa-free travel for its citizens, and accelerated EU membership talks. Greek authorities say they fear a rush of asylum seekers to the country before any deal comes into force. Lisa Bryant for VOA News, Paris.
Cuban dissident Miriam Leiva would tell U.S. President Barack Obama she's thankful for his policies toward the island nation that are improving Cubans' lives, Cubans' way of looking at the world. Leiva, who's a co-founder of Ladies in White, an opposition group, may get her chance to meet with Obama. The U.S. Embassy in Cuba has invited her to what she was told was a very high-level meeting at the embassy in Havana. The invitation didn't mention Obama, but it will take place during his visit Tuesday morning. Leiva, who's also an independent journalist, told VOA that if the meeting is with the president, she hopes to listen directly to his views and express her own. An American who said he defected from the Islamic State group has admitted he wasn't thinking straight when he decided to join the militant group in the Middle East this year. The 26-year-old Mohammed Jamal Qais surrendered to Kurdish Peshmerga fighters near the northern Iraqi city of Sinjar this week and has been held by them since Monday. Qais, who was born in the U.S. but grew up in a suburb of Washington, D.C., was interviewed by Kurdistan 24 television in Erbil, a Kurdish city in northern Iraq. Qais spoke English during the interview, which was edited down to a 16-minute version. A Brazilian Supreme Court justice is blocking former President Luiz Inácio Lula da Silva from accepting a cabinet appointment that would have helped the ex-leader avoid corruption charges. Late Friday, Justice Gilmar Mendes said Lula's cabinet post could amount to an act of fraud against the Constitution. Cabinet ministers in Brazil have immunity from prosecution in criminal court and can only be tried before the Supreme Court. The Israeli military says its forces have shot and killed a Palestinian who attempted to attack Israeli soldiers on the occupied West Bank. The military says the assailant attacked the soldiers with a knife at Gush Etzion Junction, the location of several recent attacks. I'm Sarah Williams in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.